KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy and 28 degrees. We look for it to be mostly cloudy today. A chance of snow later this afternoon. A high of 34. We could see up to an inch of snow during the day today here in the Atlantic area. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In Western Iowa news, officials at the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa report a Pottawatomie County man was arrested by agents with the FBI Tuesday in Texas. And that was in connection with sex trafficking and other offenses. 68-year-old Richard John Massey of Council Bluffs was arrested on charges of sex trafficking of a minor, coercion and enticement of a minor, and traveling in interstate commerce to facilitate prostitution. His arrest followed an indictment on the charges returned by a federal grand jury sitting in the Southern District of Iowa on October 30th. The offenses are alleged to have occurred between October of 2017 and April 26th of this year. Massey was arrested at the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport as he entered the U.S. on a flight originating from Mexico. On November 7th, Massey made an initial appearance before the U.S. magistrate judge in Dallas, Texas, and was ordered to appear in the Southern District of Iowa on a subsequent date. Massey remains in custody pending proceedings in the Southern District of Iowa. Authorities stress that an indictment is merely an accusation and that Massey is presumed innocent unless he is proven guilty. The matter is being investigated by the FBI, the Council Bluffs Police Department, and Omaha Police Department. His case is being prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones Wednesday evening addressed some misconceptions about the city's infill housing program following an article last week in the local paper. Infill housing is a term used to place new houses on vacant lots among older existing properties in established neighborhoods. Jones says much of what's being explored includes quotes for local experts in building a modular home with a full basement.
Plan to assist them again as far as an infill housing on infill lots in Atlantic. Right now we're looking at a modular house, which is not a manufactured house, a modular house. Probably going to be 840 some feet up, 840 some feet in a bit, full basement. We have a quote from a local plumber. I have a quote from a local guy that's digging. I have a quote from a local guy that does the sewer work in town. I have a quote from a local electrician.
The only quote he solicited from an out-of-town company was from Missouri Valley that constructs poured basements and on the house itself.
There's nobody in this area I know of that could find that does poured basements, and I got a quote on the house. And I finally got the last quote from the person who's going to dig the basement out, so I got a figure. My next plan is to go to a realtor and say, can you sell this thing at this price in this area?
Jones said the target purchase price for the modular home ranged from $130,000. Once the home is listed, the prospective buyer must seek out the loan and obtain a firm commitment from a bank before work on the home can begin.
The only thing the city would do is put some upfront money to get built, put in, and then lend a loan to close it.
The city, he said, as we mentioned, will put up the upfront money. Infill housing, Jones said, is designed to generate new property tax dollars. Jones says this project is different because he doesn't like affordable housing.
I like a working family housing. I want to see two people income that have been working for a while, give them a break on housing. That's my goal.
There are currently 7 city-owned lots available, along with other privately owned lots scattered throughout the city as well. Creating new housing in certain sections of the city would add to the vitality of the area, according to the mayor. The Atlantic City Council on Wednesday passed the third and final readings of 2 amended ordinances and acted on 3 resolutions. The council approved by a vote of 5-1, with councilperson Linda Hartkopf absent, setting the speed limit on a 1,650-foot section of Sunnyside Lane at 35 miles per hour, and that is from 2,000 feet south of 10th Street, where the speed limit is 25, to 22nd Street. Councilperson Ashley Hayes was the lone no vote. The council also approved an amended ordinance that repeals and replaces a chapter pertaining to trees with a new tree ordinance to be located under Chapter 155, entitled appropriately enough, Trees. The change also reflects the shifting of the city forester position from the Parks and Rec director to the street superintendent, and it clarifies the authority of the forester. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, William Bill Price, age 94, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. A memorial service for Bill Price will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Patricia Maline Saxton, age 71, of Des Moines, died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Patricia Saxton will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. following visitation that will take place from 10 until 11 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Vera Mae O'Toole, age 83, of Stewart, died October 30th at the Guthrie County Hospital. Celebration of Life visitation for Vera O'Toole will be Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Marlene Joyce Renfield, age 82, of Avoca, died Monday at Methodist Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Marlene Renfield will be held next Monday at 10:30 at the United Church of Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. And LaVon Live, age 83, of Kimbleton, died Wednesday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for LaVon Live are currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.